Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. And joining me for his weekly appearance to talk about a column that ran over the weekend about this issue is Phil Boas. He's editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. And Phil, the piece basically said Plea's decision was a good one. Why do you think that's the case?
It was a good decision because it would have harmed the police department for the rank and file in the union to be taking a vote like that, and to be taking a vote like that against Jerry Williams, who is a person of really good common sense and very well liked in the community and respected in the community, has done a great job as chief. And then for the rank and file to have undercut her in that way, I think it would have harmed the police officers themselves, because there would have been a disconnect from what is felt out there in the community.
Without the vote, though, some of the concerns that rank and file officers have, that those don't go away, right?
They don't go away, but it is interesting that Jerry Williams has enemies in sort of the activist part of the community that, you know, thinks that the police officers are overbearing and always being cruel and whatnot. And she also has her detractors who are in the union who think she's not protecting the police enough. It's actually a pretty good place to be. It suggests that she has a pretty balanced view of things. And she's pointed this out, that her responsibility isn't just to those officers. Her responsibility is also to the community, and she has to weigh both, and she does. She's very good at it.
Are there ways you think that Chief Williams can work with either specifically the union or the members of the union to sort of work through some of the issues that cropped up after this last round with the two officers being fired?
Jerry Williams' best quality is that she has people skills. She's very good at communicating. She's been great working with the community itself. She routinely meets with community groups, staying in touch with them. And why not? Why not use those skills in dealing with your officers? And I think she got a message, and the rest of maybe the leadership in Plea got a message when they tried to educate their group, educate the union members on a vote of no confidence, and they learned from their police officers that maybe they don't want to go this route of voting no confidence for the chief. They were telling them something.
There has obviously been a lot of tension between this union and prior police chiefs, Jerry Williams' predecessors, some of them. How do you see what's going on now as maybe similar or different to what other Phoenix police chiefs have dealt with?
Yeah, I think the unions have to be careful, because this union, Plea, has been at war with its chief in many different iterations of chief before. And I actually think that they serve themselves well by pulling back and not going to war this time. You have to pick your battles. The police department was facing some pretty serious charges, and the chief was hearing it in these community meetings, hours-long meetings with lots of complaints and real anger, and facing the potential lawsuits that come with it. She had to act. She had to do something to restore confidence in the community that you can depend on your police officers.
Does this incident in particular maybe bring up some of the inherent tensions, do you think, that a police chief has to deal with in terms of, on the one hand, making sure that the community has confidence in the department and confidence that officers are there to do the right thing, and when they don't do the right thing, that they're held accountable, but also to make sure that the officers believe that the chief has their back?
Right. It is a balancing act. She has 4,000 employees that she's dealing with. They're taking 1,800 calls for service every day. I mean, so they're getting there's an enormous demand for the services of Phoenix Police. And when you have numbers like that, there are going to be mistakes. Things are going to happen that, you know, you're going to have to rein in some of the troublemakers, because they're going to undercut the whole department. And that's what happened in this case when you had an officer who was threatening to kill people for what was basically a dollar store shoplifting charge, you know, that got out of hand and escalated. But it was too much. It was over the top. And the chief needed to send a signal right through the ranks that kind of behavior wasn't going to be tolerated.
One of the points that Abe Kwok writes about in this column that I wanted to ask you about was that he writes, a no-confidence vote would have weakened Williams' position with Phoenix Police's rank and file, no doubt, but would do little to alter the trajectory of change or to oust her of a job. And the thing that that's interesting, and we sort of touched on it, is that if the union were to have a vote of no confidence, and let's say it passes, it doesn't really change much for the rank and file police officers, does it?
Well, it creates it would create tension within the department, so it makes it hard to maintain esprit de corps within the department. She answers to the city manager, and she has his full support, Ed Zuercher. So she's at no risk of losing her job or anything like that. She's well respected in among the city managers. So, but it wouldn't have helped her. I think it helps her enormously that the frontline officers, the members of the union, are saying, we don't want to go this route. They're telling their leadership, we don't want to go this route. That's pretty interesting to me.
All right. That's Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.